Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So Lindsay comes in lying, exaggerating, saying she hasn't slept in a week. Come on, we know better than that. You're taking those long sick naps with the children because their kids are sick.
Yeah. Mm. You're right. I've been napping. You're right.
She's taking a lot of vitamins, she said.
A lot. A lot. I have them all in my bag. I could just like lay them out. They'd be like this long.
Do you normally take vitamins or is this just because you're trying to keep from getting sick?
I normally take vitamins, but I purchased some vitamin C and zinc drop or vitamins, whatever you chew, chewables. And I've been doing those like nonstop.
Yeah.
Because I can't be down, guys. I cannot be down.
Yeah.
I mean, I can. They'll be fine without me, but I mean, it won't be great.
That's all right.
Are you quarantining yourself?
No.
Mm-hmm. How are you not sick?
That's what I'm saying, Rob. I think the vitamins are helping.
I don't think so.
And but she'll get sick.
Listen, I'll get it. Yeah. Yeah. The good Lord's been watching over me for now, but you know, when they're better and Kyle's better, that's when it'll hit. And that's fine. I'm okay with that.
So, you said he was feeling better the second day, but and you haven't complained about him being whiny. Mm-mm. Like you normally criticize him constantly because you're unappreciative of how great of a husband you have.
Yeah. Well, sometimes. No.
So has he been working sick and not a usual man kind of sick acting?
He's been stepping up to the plate. Mm. And mainly because now I have a job. You know, when I was home all the time, you know, he could get away with being more sick. You
know? Well, yeah, because, I mean, that was your job.
Yeah, sure, sure. Mm-hmm. So now he's helping out. I can't say enough good things. He's helping out. Mm-hmm. And he's still sick. So he's not as sick as the kid. The kids, when the kids get the flu, it's something. But I think we've had it so many times in our lives, it's just like, my body's like, good try. Gotcha.
And all of that going on, and Lindsay still has time to study her Bible.
That's right.
So the important things still take precedent.
Sure.
And we had a big discussion about that yesterday. And that is today's In Case You Missed It replay. You are not going to want to miss this. Trust me. It's coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, yesterday, Lindsay, without charge, without asking us to pay, gave us a full-fledged Bible lesson. And it is today's In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch-up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
During the break, Lindsay was telling us about this 76-year-old woman she saw on the internet who's pregnant. And then Riggins goes, can you get pregnant after menopause? And I said, I don't think so. I don't think you can. And what did you say?
I said, it's like the old Sarah and Abraham story. Like in the Bible.
Sarah and Abraham.
Yeah.
You could have knocked me over with a feather. I went, huh?
Well, I started reading the Bible. It's reading the Bible in a year. So you read a certain number of chapters a day. I've talked to y'all about that. It's an app called the Bible Recap. You should get on it because it's good. But back in the day, you know, 10 years ago when I was on y'all's show, me and Brickens, we had a fight about like who was the better, like the holiest person. Or I'm like, I know more about the Bible than you do. You know, I didn't know much about the Bible. I mean, I did. Yeah, I grew up, but I haven't read the Bible, you know.
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't remember why that.
About you went to Catholic school. I know more about the Bible than you do.
Yeah, yeah. Like who was a better person, like morally. But now I really, in fact, do know more about the Bible. I mean,
it turns out
I'm only
right.
In Genesis, so like first chapter of the Bible. Oh. But
well, then calm down.
Okay. Yeah, you're like LeBron.
Yeah, I mean, really.
They say every time LeBron's seen reading a book, he's in the first chapter.
You're only in Genesis.
That is me, though. So you know.
But does it count that you're reading the Bible when you listen to it to go to sleep?
Yeah.
So it has an option for the narrator to have different accents. So instead of me reading it, I listen to the British accent one or whatever it is, Australia, whatever it is.
I haven't made it past the seventh day yet. I'm waiting to find out what happens.
God just created. So we're just waiting around.
I'm ready to rest.
Yeah. But I get behind like five chapters because, you know, the kids are sick. You know, we're behind. So I have to literally listen to five chapters, and I go to sleep. Yes, most of the time I fall asleep. I mean, it's not the most uplifting necessarily, right? Yeah. In some parts. So, mm-hmm.
You know. But I thought you were listening to it to help you go to sleep. Like what's that famous app that has the celebrity voices on it?
Calm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
I can't wait to figure out what happens to this Jesus guy.
Yeah, yeah. I'll follow.
He sounds great.
He sounds good. You know, we're just going to wait around. But I did, I do, in fact, fall asleep because the voice is so calming and it's British, mm-hmm. and it's just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll wake up and it's paused. And I miss like a whole three chapters. I'm like, wait.
Yeah. That's what I was wondering. Do you go back and have to pick it up, or do you just consider the messages that you're getting while you're asleep, the subliminal?
It depends. Sometimes I go back. Sometimes I'm like, there was just a lot of weird stuff going on in that chapter. We'll skip it.
Yeah, wherever it ended.
Yeah.
You know, that's how much I read.
Yeah.
That apocalypse stuff is a bit of a snooze.
But the Sarah story was interesting, so that's how I know that. She was like 78 years old when she gave birth.
That's wild.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that. You might be right. You do know more.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen. Such a guy.
You know, she's like, you know, when somebody's in a coma, they say, talk to him. She can hear you. Keep reading the Bible. She'll hear it.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So one common comment you hear on a lot of videos of women talking about their boyfriends or husbands and complaining about the way they act is the top comment is always, if he wanted to, he would.
Yeah.
Meaning, you know, if he really cared about you and he loved you, he would do A, B, or C. Whatever you're complaining about, he wouldn't cause you problems like that. You see, mm-hmm. all the time. Well, this is a perfect example of if he cared, he would do it. There's a woman named Sarah. This is what she says. For Christmas, I asked for a spray tan subscription. And she goes on to point out each session is about $70, but she gave him like the bare minimum of like, all you have to do is go to the spray tan place, get the subscription. This is like an easy gift and I'm going to use mm-hmm. it. I want the spray tans. Is that fair? $70 for per session?
I guess depending on where you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
But instead of doing that, my husband went out and got an entire spray tan kit, a spray tent, and then took the board certification class. He's now a board certified tanner, and he made sure I could get spray tans at home. Like he taught himself to do spray tans so I wouldn't have to go anywhere else. And he does a darn good job of it.
Huh. Love that.
Now everybody's commenting saying, oh my gosh, the bar has been raised. Mm. Top comment, get you a man who will get certified just to save money, time, and genuine appreciation for doing it. Another person said, babe, that's your soulmate. And she points out it actually costs less than $300, so it'll pay for itself after five, you know, yeah. $70 mm-hmm. sessions.
Sure.
Plus, did anybody mention that he also... it's another opportunity for him to see her naked for an extended period of time.
Sort of a added side benefit.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. Mm. Yeah. You're
doesn't
right.
hurt.
Yeah. I mean, fully naked. Yeah. Cause it's, you can't have those lines, hon.
But what happens now, those are all the positive comments like, oh my gosh, he's your soulmate. This is the greatest guy ever. A lot of people coming in going, this is, I need privacy when I have it done. Yeah, but what is he doing on the side? He sounds like he's trying to compensate for something.
Control freak.
The worst things you can imagine mm-hmm. people would say about a guy who seems to be doing the right thing have been said.
I don't know. I don't think it's raising the bar. I don't want Kyle to spray tan me. I mean, that's sweet if he were to do that, but it's also, I'm good with just
going to the spray tan
place.
Give
me the money and I'll go to the booth.
Yeah, I don't think Jody would want, I mean, she would rather go to the place and get it done.
Would you rather go to the tanning place or have her do it to you?
Go. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Would she, if you asked her to spray, would she do it?
Yeah. She probably would, but not gladly.
I can't imagine any woman.
Now, I have the supplies if anybody wants one.
Do you?
You're going to have to wear your undies. But no, I mean, it's just, this guy's being nice, fine, but it's not a standard move.
The end all be all greatest thing ever.
But here's the thing. People assume that he's just doing this out of nowhere because he's trying to hide something. He probably, that's his personality. He probably does stuff like this all the time.
Yeah.
You know, he goes overboard and tries to, you know, well, I can do that. My brother-in-law Chuck is like that. Mm-hmm. You know, he's anything that comes up, well, I can do that. We don't need to hire somebody to do that. I can do that.
Yeah.
And most of the time he can't.
Yeah.
I want to see Chuck do this, though. He probably
could. I saw him make a flip book for the kids out of some Post-it notes.
What?
Yeah. It's magic.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So, Lindsay, let's say your husband, Kyle, is a good singer. Mm-hmm. He's a good singer. Mm-hmm. Is he, by the way? Can he sing?
He thinks he can.
Okay. Does he sing just with, you know, songs that are playing, like with the person singing it? Or does he do karaoke stuff or anything like that?
Just singing in the car. Okay. Like,
All right. So let's just say he's a good singer. And he came to you one day. It was your, let's say it's your anniversary. Mm-hmm. And he has a thumb drive or whatever, and he says, I wrote you this song and sang it, and I recorded it for you. Mm-hmm. And you play it, you love it, and then later find out that that he used the chat GPT or whatever it's called, the chat box, to write the song, to write the lyrics. Would it take away from it for you?
I don't think so. I don't think so. The fact that he even did, even thought to do it, I think is the nice thing. Maybe because I don't picture him doing it at all, that I think any of this is nice. You know what I'm saying?
Is he a romantic person?
To an extent, I don't think he would do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, he's got the tendencies. I just don't think he'd sing me a song per se.
Are you a romantic person? No.
No.
Not really. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, in the right to, you know, but once a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are, aren't you, Riggins?
Yeah.
Pretty romantic.
I like
dramatic.
I like some drama and some romance.
Yeah.
Not rose petals on the bed. I think that's so tacky, but.
Right.
Yeah. I like doing special things and making her joy my own. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. But you would you sing somebody a song?
It's not my thing,
yeah.
But I get if you were a good singer, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Or if I was a good songwriter, I'd write her something.
Didn't he write you a song?
Someone did. Who did? Oh, sorry. What?
Well, I thought it was Riggins that wrote you a song.
Oh.
Maybe I did.
I thought you were asking.
Or was that one of the other girls that worked on the show?
I don't remember. I've written a couple songs for different people on the show, but I don't remember.
No, not me.
Oh.
But you could.
I could do it. Maybe I'll do one. When's your birthday?
April 29th.
That'll give me plenty of time.
Oh, yeah, plenty of time. I mean, you sing about me pretty much every Friday.
True, yeah. I mean, you got to get your own song every week.
Sure. I mean, it might be making fun of me, but hey, I'll take it. Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah, I think I think it was the girl that replaced Lindsay. They came right after Lindsay, and because I remember one of the lines in the song had something like, thank God you're here and she's not, or something.
Okay.
I definitely don't
remember. Now I'm offended.
Definitely don't remember that.
Yeah. Oh. Awkward.
This is a song. It's called Lindsay's Gone.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Oh, man. Look, there is so much stuff that we're going to throw at you for the rest of this show that you're going to be able to use all weekend chatting it up with your friends.
And that, chit-chatting.
That's what we like to do. We like to provide you with things where you can be the one that tells a story in your group of friends that people go, no way, really? Where'd you hear that?
Oh, my gosh.
And then if you want to seem like you're intelligent or whatever, then just say, I read it somewhere. Don't ever say, I heard it on the TJ and Riggins Show.
No?
No, don't ever say that.
Oh.
Because people will go, oh, well, I can't. You don't believe that.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I say that all the time. You know what TJ told me?
Well, that's fine.
Okay. I swear last night I said that maybe 15 times at dinner.
Well, you know, I'm the most Googled person in the United States, I think.
Sure.
Because nobody ever believes anything that I say that sounds intelligent. They have to go look it up.
Like fact checking you?
Constantly fact checking me.
Oh, okay.
So here's one, and it's about relationships. There is a guy whose wife has divorced him. They live in British Columbia. He is an avid Bigfoot hunter.
Okay.
So, Riggins, I know you love big feet stories.
I'm interested.
It's not the fact that he's a Bigfoot hunter. It's the fact that one of his overnight camping hunts for the Squatch, he took his ex with him.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
That's not going to go well.
Yeah.
No.
Just his ex.
Right. I mean, what a romantic, you know, getaway too. You know, just like, hey, I know we haven't seen each other in a while. And I want to just take you away for the weekend. Let's go Squatch hunting.
I mean, I for one would love that, but.
Would you?
All right. No. So would you, okay, Lindsay, you're in a relationship. It's going well. It's a new relationship. You are at dinner one night, and he says that he's a Sasquatch hunter. Do you continue in a relationship at all?
I get up. I don't care if my drink's on the way, a nice spicy marg. I'm getting up, and I'm walking out. I mean, I can't.
Okay. Now, I think just the fact that he believes in Bigfoot –
yeah.
Would throw it off for a lot of people. It wouldn't me. If I'm, you know, having dinner with a girl that I matched up with on the Grindr or whatever the one the kids are using,
yeah,
dating app, I would go, so you really, are you joking? Do you really believe in that Bigfoot exists, the Sasquatch? And if she was dead serious, yes, then I'd be like, I'm sorry, we don't have anything in common.
You don't?
I wouldn't say it right then. I'd finish the date and do the whole
thing. Oh, you would?
Okay. Yeah. Especially if she's pretty.
If she's hot, come on.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, sure.
You know.
Willing to overlook a lot of things.
Yeah.
So he gets into the divorce proceedings and tells the judge that he wants spousal support because he injured himself a long time ago and hasn't been able to work. And so the judge looked at him and said, but you're able to, you know, hike through the woods, up and down hills and terrain and everything looking for Bigfoot. No, you can go to work.
Yeah.
You should have already been at work.
Sorry, yeah. Buddy. Not my courtroom. Put that in front of Judge Joe Brown. He would have
exactly
seen right through it.
Judge Mathis. Yeah. Call you a crackhead. A Bigfoot hunting crackhead is what you are.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Reagan's app. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
So we haven't done an update in a while on Lindsay's quest to get Rob a wife on the dating app. I just witnessed something, and the two of them agreed. What she does is that she'll go and look for the women that match with him, and then he takes it from there and communicates with them or whatnot. And she hasn't been happy with his communication with the women that she has picked. But they both just decided to not try to match with this woman because they said she had crazy eyes.
Yeah.
Can you just judge by that? You know?
I mean, I'd be judging.
I mean, she did have what would be called crazy eyes. You know, she had a wild look in her eye. But That doesn't necessarily mean that she is crazy.
Well, I get all my information in my head from you. Not that she's crazy, but about the crazy as. I never even really knew that was a thing until 10 years ago when you said it. And I was like, oh my God, it's true. So now anybody that has the slightest tinge of crazy, I'm like, eh, they're crazy.
Because it usually does go hand in hand.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's not the whites all over that, which I had thought maybe previously, but it could be... Like you said,
you can't define it, but you know what it is when you see it.
Yeah.
Right. And we know the girl I just showed everybody. Well, okay, I know the girl I just showed everybody. She's crazy.
Oh.
I mean, she just looked, all her pictures were like that.
Okay.
If you have one bad picture.
Yeah, I mean, normally, though, if you have the one bad picture, that's not the one you're going to put as your profile.
Yeah. Yes. But I think Rob could use a little crazy in his life, like spice things up, get it, you know, be spontaneous.
Get and a crazy one.
Every once in a while, you know, pepper him in there.
I've been there. I've been the crazy one. I would say I've had crazy, but no, I've been her.
Yeah, just to spice it up a little
just
bit.
Just every once in a while.
Yeah.
Maybe not wife material, but.
Well, I think that's what we're trying.
Yeah. So when is the deadline of this? See, we got two more weeks.
February 18th.
Subscription runs out.
Yeah, that's what my phone says, the 18th. All right.
And so you're still disconnected on the weekends, Rob, and all of that stuff that y'all got in an argument about last week. And so you're not reaching out to the girls, the women as much.
Well, I haven't talked to anybody since like last Thursday, so.
No. Is it because you've been too busy or you're just not even close to being interested in it anymore and you're just ready for it to be over?
Maybe a little bit of both.
One girl wants to meet up, and I know because I've read y'all's messages, not to pry.
Supposed to meet up on Monday, and I never followed up.
See this. Okay, can we get into that? Do we have time?
Yeah, we got about a minute.
Oh, that's not time.
you can't do that. I mean, sorry.
No.
Yeah, I mean, if that was the... If he's uncomfortable meeting up. Are you uncomfortable meeting up with her?
I don't know. I just didn't feel like doing it.
Well, okay. You don't know until you get there. That's the whole point in... Like the dating thing. That's you don't know until you get there.
Can we move now trending back one?
Yeah,
you think?
Maybe.
I think so we can continue this.
A good idea. Yeah.
All right.
There's not enough time during the whole 4-hour show that we got.
So attention affiliates, we are moving now trending back one segment. So this might get heated and this may be the last segment of the day. Everybody just storms out. Okay. Hang on, we'll get more coming up.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
All right, so we were doing an update on the find Rob a wife thing with the dating app that Lindsay's running for him, and we found out that he was supposed to meet up with a potential mate, and he just didn't feel like it. You don't like that, Lindsay? Is that what I'm feeling?
Listen, from today is Feel Good Friday, so I'm not going to yell and scream, but that's what I want to do right now. I cannot believe I've done. Now, okay, Rob's going to say I didn't want to do this to begin with, right? You're going to say that. I know you're going to say that. Okay, fine. I'm not even letting him answer. But we're doing it. We're in it. We paid. $60.
Big ones. 60 big
60
ones.
60 big ones.
And
60 pigs.
If anything, at least humor me or us or whoever wants to. These girls seem nice. I know one of them personally. So what's the issue here? Because one of them wanted to meet up with you Monday and you just kind of let it fizzle out.
We never we never set a plan, but I was supposed to get back with her to go out with Monday and I never did.
Is this the one that I know or the one I don't know?
The one you don't know.
Okay. So
you ghosted her.
He did.
Kind of.
Left her on red, as the kids say.
Common problem on dating apps.
And last week was her birthday.
Did she Wait, okay, so she wasn't trying to get you to take her out on her birthday. This was for this week.
Yeah. She was out of town. I read their messages. Sorry. She just got back in town last week, and I guess that's when she wanted to meet up.
So, Rob, are you not going to meet up with anybody? Does the humorous part of it, are you looking at that as just being participatory at all, but you've drawn a line where you're not going to really go and like take a big step with it?
I don't think I'm going to meet the two that I've been talking to now.
It's because you don't like, you don't find common interest, or you don't like them, or what?
I didn't feel any spark or anything.
You're not going to feel that until you meet them.
No, if I don't feel it with talking to somebody, I'm not interested anymore.
Do y'all talk with voices or just text?
Text. I don't want to talk to somebody. Talk.
Yeah. See, that's why he doesn't want to go. It's like talking to a stranger, Lindsay. He won't even talk to us in public.
Yeah. You're right.
So he's not just going to go meet up with somebody he doesn't know at all and talk.
But do you feel a spark over text? The answer is no. Nobody does. I mean,
I have before.
Okay, not knowing someone and texting, you felt a spark?
Yeah.
Not even meeting them? You would damn lie.
I mean, eventually I did meet that person because there was a spark.
I do not believe that for nothing, Rob.
Okay, well, you can believe what you want to believe, and I'm going to believe what I want to believe.
When have you been texting someone that you don't know and that you felt a spark?
It was a long time ago, before my last relationship, so like 12 years ago, probably.
I just, I need you to work with me, Rob. I do. I really do.
She really wants you to, she thinks that you would be happy with a good match and all of that. She's not just trying to do it for the radio. I mean, that's the...
Well, that's where we disagree. Huh? I don't think I would be happy.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, bottom line, you owe $60. I mean, I don't care if you
thought it was not my idea.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
So The Weeknd has a new album out. He is the top trending topic. It's called Hurry Up Tomorrow. It's the third in a trilogy album set. The first one came out in 2020, I think. And now this is the third one. He does albums in trilogies.
Yeah.
But this last trilogy, it was okay. So the new one is out today, and it's actually being turned into a movie that's set to be released in May.
I like his music. I think he is a kind of a unique style and all that. I like most of his stuff. I just think it's the more I know of him, the more I just hate his nickname, The Weeknd.
Why don't you like that?
It's the same as you don't like the guy on YouTube whose name is The Edge.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Right, so is The Weeknd.
Both are really dumb.
Yeah. The Edge seems weirder, though, because he's like, 60, and he's still wearing like a little toboggan. Like, The Edge? What's your name? Your name's Mark. Like, go by your name.
Well, The Weeknd's name is Abel, so.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I never knew.
Abel.
It's a good name, too.
Yeah.
I like that name.
Mm-hmm. But he got killed in the Bible.
Oh. You're right. I'm on that chapter, I think. Just
kidding. Ladies, if you do one thing today, go to David Beckham's Instagram page. His latest post is an ad for a Boss shapewear, and it is the most provocative commercial I have ever seen. Oh. David Beckham, 49 years old, almost 50, getting almost naked on camera.
I'm good with it.
And I mean, he's one of God's greatest gifts. That is a good looking dude.
He is. He's good looking, but he looks filthy with all those tattoos. His tattoos are bad.
He's got more tattoos than I thought. He's even got a tramp stamp.
Yeah.
Like like a arching tramp stamp right above his butt crap.
It makes him look dirty. Like with dirt on, like he needs a shower.
Mm-hmm. I'd shower that.
And not all people with tattoos, like it's just something about on him. They just look really dirty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I like him. He's cool.
He's showering in a penthouse with glass windows, and this whole party is watching him undress in the shower, and he takes off his underwear. And I think this is going to be played at some point during the Super Bowl festivities. So I would imagine they're going to have to edit some of it because it is.
I want him to go down just a little bit on that camera shot.
It's pretty graphic.
It is, but they could have done more.
Yeah, especially in England, they don't have the same rules.
Right.
Yeah, right.
But it's just that makes sense because the NFL is targeted to women now. So it makes sense that that's a Super Bowl ad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I,
yeah, that commercial is not for men to buy Hugo Boss draws.
No.
That's a commercial to get women all cranked up.
Yeah. And so what is the point? Like to get women to buy them for their man? Like what is that it?
Or just get, yeah.
People talking about the, brand or whatever. I mean, it's working.
But they know that that's the kind of commercial they have to make because that's who the NFL is targeting.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 7-Eleven is giving away free Slurpees today as part of to end their winter gloom, if you're feeling that in January. They say January is the most depressing month of the year. Holidays are over, and it's just kind of gloomy and cold, so they're giving away free Slurpees today only. So it's been a while since I've had a Slurpee, but today might be the day.
Yeah, yeah, but it's no purchase necessary, I think, too. You can just go in and get a free small. Did you say that?
No, okay. But yeah, free Slurpees all day today at 7-Eleven. So what are we going to do now? Are we going to do the week in review next?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. We will do everything you need to know from the week coming up in my original song called The Week in Review.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.